Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished answering the last question of our annual question and answer series, and I was just about to start the invitation. Hey, listen, as we start right there today.
Firm foundation for the Bible stands.
That young man can only be saved the way that only you and I can be saved, believing that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and he was buried and rose from the dead. Well, the devil believes that and trembles, the Bible tells. You see, what's the difference? It's a heart belief. You know, that's what I want to ask today. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you saved? Some may think you're saved because you said a prayer, or maybe you got baptized, you walked forward in a church. The truth of the matter is, no, you don't have a relationship with Christ. See, we first must understand, yes, God loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, God loves you. Matter of fact, Romans 5:8, I like the way it says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. The Bible says that he is the propitiation, the entire payment for our sin. So, my friend, he did that out of love. But we must realize that we are sinners. See, God is holy. We don't look at sin the way God does. For an example, the Bible says to men, he that looketh on a woman to lust after her in his heart hath committed adultery with her already. Wow. An adulterer? And you say, well, I've never been unfaithful to my wife, or I've never been involved with a woman outside of the realms of marriage. Yet, the thought. The Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. The Bible says that him that doth do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. All. It's not righteous. But it's unrighteous. It's sin. On we could go. The Bible's clear when he says, for all have sinned, come short. All still means all, just like we said earlier, that all in one of our questions, whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Oh, yes, we believe that, whosoever will. But you also need to believe that we're all sinners. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, the glory of God, as Romans 3:23 points out, that we've sinned come short of his glory. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. We all come short of him. Therefore, Jesus Christ is the standard. Don't compare yourself to me or to usually what we do, what you hear people do. No, I don't want it because I've seen how those people at your church or this person at your church or whatever. Why do they compare themselves to the hypocrite? Why not compare themselves to the best Christian they've ever known? Well, the Bible compares us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we all come short, and we continually come short. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. In Romans 5:12, it says that, wherefore, it's by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. When Adam sinned, he was our representative. The seed, the life comes that we have today in our physical realm is all from Adam. God created procreation. And so, we're all born with a sin nature. We're conceived in sin, the Bible says. And so, we are sinners. And Romans 6:23 says, the wages, what we've earned, what we've got come to us, the wages of sin is death. Final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. And it didn't say for the wages of a great sin, the wages of a whole lot of sin. Now, it just said, for the wages of sin is death. Wouldn't you say that if God said that something was the most important commandment to him, that then perhaps the greatest sin would be to break that what was he said was the greatest and most important commandment? Say, yes, preacher, I believe that, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't break that. Well, when Jesus was asked what was the greatest commandment, he said, the greatest of all commandments is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. Then he added that the second commandment to that was to love thy neighbors thyself. Well, the most important is love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your body, all your soul, with all your strength. Hey, look, I haven't done that. You haven't done that. Therefore, we've committed the greatest sin. And love our neighbors as ourselves? No. We're sinners, my friend. And the wages of sin is death. Romans 10:9 says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Why does it say the Lord Jesus? Lord speaks of his deity. Do you realize that Jesus Christ always existed in eternity past as a spirit? He said God is a spirit. That's how he existed, always as the Son of God in eternity past. And when he was born, he was God made flesh. The Word made flesh is the way John chapter 1 calls him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Yes, he was God come in the flesh. He was Lord, and yet Jesus, his fleshly name, his human name. He had a human spirit. He could feel the pain of people rejecting him. He is despised and rejected of men, the Bible tells. And so he knows what it is to feel those things. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. So he was the Lord Jesus. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe who he is. He was virgin born. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. That is, he raised bodily from the dead. His deity, his lordness, he raised from the dead. He said that thou shalt confess with thy mouth, believe with thine heart, the Lord Jesus. Okay. Thou confess the Lord Jesus, believe with thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, verse 10 says of Romans 10. Doesn't mean man's own righteousness. No, it's Christ's righteousness. For with the heart man believeth unto the righteousness, that his righteousness, being without sin, he only could be the proper sacrifice to pay our debt in full on the cross. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made into salvation. Verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So my friend, believing that he died for you, was buried and rose from the dead, you trust him with your heart. A heart belief, that's what it is, with a heart man believeth. A heart belief is acting upon a belief. In Genesis chapter 2, we're told that when God made them, that a man would leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. That was even before the fall that God ordained that. We find in the Old Testament he called Israel his wife, and the New Testament he calls the local church, the saved, his bride. We find in Ephesians chapter 5 that he's trying to present us as a bride without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. In Revelation 19, the saved comes, a bride adorned for her husband. And Jesus Christ is called the husband, the saved, the bride. I bring all that to show you that salvation is come to Christ and receiving him as a lady would come to a man and receive him, his offer of marriage, and have that kind of a commitment to the marriage. Now look, there are good marriages, they're average, and then there are bad marriages. But that person is 1,000 times better than the person that just moves in and lives without marriage. That's evil. And I'm just saying that the commitment, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, just like in the marriage, you make a commitment. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you trust him with your life? Have you done that yet? You can do that right now. Just like in a marriage, They say vows and they say, I do. Coming to Christ, you're believing. You're saying, I do. He's Lord. He's head. He's husband. I'm submitted. I'm his. And the Bible lets us know when we receive him, we become his children, and we also are accepted in heaven through him. Not on our righteousness, but on his righteousness. Now, the Bible tells us all that. Now, you've got to decide, do you believe the Bible? If so, have you received Christ as your Savior? Why not do it right now? You can do that and pray. Give him your heart and life right now. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form will only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for me. I believe that 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus Christ's name. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you meant it. The Romans 10 passage that I just read to you from about salvation and receiving, calling upon him, also said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. If you just prayed that prayer, would you do these things for me? First of all, write us, either email us, send us a letter, or announce or give you our address and website through which you can email at the end of the broadcast here. Or you can just write a letter through the U.S. mail. On the other hand, if you don't have a church, call, look into either the internet, Yellow Pages or whatever, and look for Church Independent Fundamental Baptist and call them up, find out if they use the King James Bible and find out if they sing the old hymns. And if they do, then let them know the decision that you've made and ask them to help you with the next step. You can go to our website and find the booklet Building Blocks and you say, I'm not on the web. Then you listen to the address, and when the announcer gives it, you write it down. Send us a letter, said you've just received Christ, and you'd like the booklet Building Blocks. I'll send that to you so that you can begin to learn how to grow in this new life that you've got. You see, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now it's time to grow and to get to know Christ all the more. Will you do that? I'd appreciate it so much. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to ask you now to be tuning in next time as we continue this study on the questions of you, our listeners, as I have sought to answer them throughout this past year. And now we will continue that, and hopefully some of the questions that we cover will answer maybe a question that you've had. I want to thank you for listening today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grow. And may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.